我哋今日所读嘅经文咧，仍然系嚟自约翰福音嘅13:21-30。我哋会用启英嘅方式读出，先读中文，然后再读英文。
Today's scripture reading is taken from John chapter 13, verses 21 to 30. We will read this responsively, first in Chinese, then in English.
约翰福音13:21，耶稣说了这话，心里忧愁，就明说：我实实在在的告诉你们。你们中间有一个人要卖我了。有一个门徒是耶稣所爱的，侧身挨近耶稣的怀里。西门彼得点头对他说：你告诉我，主是指着谁说的？那门徒便就势靠着耶稣的胸膛，问他说：主啊，是谁呢？蘸一点饼给述，就是述。耶稣就蘸了一点饼，递给加勒人西门的儿子犹大。他吃了以后，撒旦就入了他的心。耶稣便对他说：你所作的，快作吧。有人因犹大带着钱囊，以为耶稣是对他说：你去买我们过节所应用的东西。或是叫他拿什么周济穷人？
Verse 21. Now Jesus was deeply troubled, and he exclaimed, "I tell you the truth, one of you will betray me."The disciple Jesus loved was sitting next to Jesus at the table. So that disciple leaned over to Jesus and asked, "Lord, who is it?" When Judas had eaten the bread,Satan entered into him. Then Jesus told him, "Hurry and do what you're going to do." Since Judas was their treasurer, some thought Jesus was telling him to go and pay for the food or to give some money to the poor. The title of today's sermon by Pastor Wilson Chang is The Destructive Nature of Sin.
We're continuing our look at a very familiar passage.To many of you in John 13.
咁我哋继续去睇大家好熟悉嘅一段经文，约翰福音十三章。
And we've already seen that Jesus was troubled, and as verse 21 says, "I tell you, one of you is going to betray me."
我哋睇到佢话耶稣心里忧愁，然后21佢话咧有一个人咧要出卖佢。
You see, John is telling us as an eyewitness.Of what is happening to Jesus.
约翰讲俾我哋听，佢喺呢件事情上边，佢自己系一个见证，系睇见证到有咩事喺耶稣身上发生紧。
And as we pointed last time, we saw that Jesus' response was to give the dipped bread to Judas.
咁耶稣点样做咧？就系话将一啲饼咧蘸喺一个果酱里边，然后俾犹大。
Now back then, in that day and age, in that culture, that was a sign of honor, a sign of love.
在当时的社会文化背景里面，这个举动是一个爱和尊荣的象征。
It's someone that you wished to bless as you give a symbolic item.
那好像一件象征的物品，你将它给起这个人的时候，你是想祝福这个人。
As in this case, was during a time where you invite people to dinner, and back then, that was a very intimate episode.
我们就这么看,可能只好像一个晚餐那样,但是当时是一个很重要的事情。
But we have to understand what's happening here to understand the enormity or power of sin.
我们要明白发生什么事,以致我们知道罪的能力是多么大。
And as I stated last time, I hope you see the problem. The problem is if you don't take it seriously.
我希望好像上次我所说,你看到的问题,问题在哪里呢?就是我们不是对罪很认真。
You tend to just dust it off and not deal with sin that which is deadly.
我们好像将罪呢,就是将它摆在一边,而不是对它,好像是它真的会致死一样。
And so let's dig in and look a little bit more of the seriousness of sin and to see its enormity and its power.
所以今天会再看看罪的严重性和它的能力是多么大。
And we'll do that in three ways. One, we'll see that sin remains or has sticking power.
第一就是我们看到罪它有个能力是留在这里,是它不容易走的。
Secondly, sin hides itself in us.
第二就是罪在我们身上可以隐藏起来。
And thirdly, sin festers or grows.
第三就是罪是会继续生长的。
And then of course we'll see how we battle that.
然后最后我们怎样去对它争战。
Now again, you need to warn others also, not only with the sin inside you, but the sin that is inside others. It's not loving not to warn people about sin.
不单止你要对付你身上自己的罪,你也要对其他人他们身上的罪,你要给他们一个警告,否则你就不爱他们。And
it's very helpful to see that Jesus is torn up inside as he sees the betrayal, as he sees sin's power.
我们看到当耶稣见到有人去出卖他的时候,他心里面是忧愁,他心里面好像被撕裂一样。
Because Jesus knows firsthand how deadly it is and how harmful it is to you.
因为耶稣他知道清楚知道罪是致死的,和对我们是多么大的伤害。
And notice, Jesus is not like us. You know, in this day and age, what we do is we spread rumors. We spread gossip. We do that on the internet.
我们今天做什么呢?就是说我们在网上去发布谣言,或者是讲其他人,去讲坏话,闲话。
And we point the finger and we say, how stupid those people are over there.
然后我们用手指去指责人,说那些人多么蠢。
And we broadcast to the world their sinful behavior.
然后我们又让全世界人都知道他们的罪行。
But Jesus doesn't do that. He's utterly disturbed. He is torn in heart. And so should we when we face the enormity of sin.
但耶稣不是这样,耶稣他是心里面去忧愁,他心里面去撕裂,他不是将这些东西去散播出去。
You see, if your sin tears someone that loves you so deeply, so badly, then it should trouble us.
如果这个罪是令到人受伤害的时候,应该是对我们也觉得很困扰。
Because sin violates God's glory.
因为罪去侵犯了神的荣耀。
And so our hearts should be broken too, as our Savior's heart is broken because of our sin.
所以我们的罪,我们对于我们的罪,我们的心也都应该去撕裂,好像耶稣基督的心是被撕碎一样。
And as Paul pens in the book of Romans, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
保罗在罗马书他说,罪都是亏缺了神的荣耀。
So that brings you up, by way of summary, where we stopped. And as you'll see on slide 2, I'd like to point your attention to Hosea 11:8.
我想你去留意一下何西亚书的11章第8节。
And you'll see there that God actually says, but my heart is torn to pieces. I don't want to punish you. I don't want to give you up.
他说神在那里说他的心是被撕碎,我不想去惩罚你,我也不想去舍弃你,离弃你。
And I think we can relate to that. Because have you ever loved a fool?
我们可能会可以去 理解到究竟係咩意思？你有冇見過？你有冇愛過一個愚蠢嘅人？
You know, if you're a parent, you love your children, but they do foolish things as they grow up.
如果你父母嘅時候，你愛你嘅兒女，但係佢哋成長嘅期間，佢哋會做愚蠢嘅事。
And on the one hand, we know that if they don't learn the hard way, if it breaks their heart as they go through the hardship of misbehaving, doing a sinful behavior, we know they won't change.
我哋都知道，如果你係做咗啲錯嘅事啊，犯罪或者係乜嘢都好，佢哋要去面對嘅後果。如果唔係，佢哋唔會去改變。
Yet, like any good parent, on the other hand, you don't want to see them punished.
但另一方面，
You don't want to see them pay the price, right?
但另一方面，我哋想爱佢哋，我哋唔想佢哋受罚，唔想佢哋去付出呢个代价。
So we human beings go back and forth, right? We on the one hand, we're loving, but we're not just.
咁我哋咧成日都系来来去去。一方面咧，我哋系爱佢哋嘅时候咧，我哋唔系一个公正嘅。
Or where we side on the just side, you know, dish out the punishment, but not.Very loving.
佢反面就係話咧，我哋去想做得公正啲，去懲罰佢哋，但係就變咗好似唔係好愛佢哋。
And the reason why there's an imbalance is because we're sinners. We're imperfect human beings.
因為當中我哋有呢個唔平衡咧，因為我哋都係罪人，我哋係唔完美嘅。
But God has perfection, and so He shows us both in proper balance, love and justice.
但是神是完美的，祂让我们看到祂在当中可以有一个平衡，一方面是爱，另一方面同时间是公义。
And he shows us that at the cross, as you'll see on slide 3, Matthew 27, the famous verses in verses 45 and 46.
祂让我们在十架上面看到，好像马太福音27章45至46节这样。
From the sixth hour to the ninth hour in the King James Version, darkness came over all the land. In the ninth hour, Jesus said, from the cross, my God, why?Hast thou forsaken me?
嗰度话从午正到申初，遍地都黑暗了。约在申初，耶稣大声喊着说，跟住话：我嘅神，我嘅神，点解要离弃我呢
？See the darkness descends. The darkness that sin deserves came down on whom? On Jesus, the one who is innocent.
这个罪应该配得嗰个黑暗系嚟到耶稣基督嗰度，佢系无辜嘅。
And when you believe in him, when you trust in his person and work, he can say to you, I see you. I see you clearly. I see you to the bottom of yourself.
如果当我们去相信耶稣基督的时候，耶稣对我们说，我看很清楚你，我看到你最深底里面有什么。
I see all that self-affliction you go through, that sin, that stuff in your heart that you can't even admit it's there.
我睇到你对自己所有嘅伤害，睇到你嘅罪，甚至乎嗰啲你唔承认嘅罪。
And in spite of that, I love you anyway. I love you always.
但耶稣话我仍然爱你，无论点样都好。
You know, I don't know if you like to watch movies, but many movie plots have elaborate plans, right? The characters in the movies plan, right? If it's bad people, they plan to rob the bank.If it's good people, they plan to save the world, save the nation.
我哋睇电影嘅时候咧，电影都有一个故事嘅大纲，就系话咧，一啲无论好人坏人都好咧，佢哋都有一个计划，可能系去救呢个世界，或者救一啲人，或者如果系坏人嘅时候咧，可能有一个计划要去抢银行啊，做啲坏嘅事。
And then the rest of the movie, what it shows us it the execution of the plan, right, and how it works out and with the characters.
咁、個電影會點樣發展落去？就係、完全係圍繞住佢哋點樣去實行呢個計劃，每一個嘅角色點樣去發展出嚟。
Well, Jesus in our narrative is pushing forward the plan of God, the plan of salvation.
而我哋睇到嘅經文裏邊，我哋睇到耶穌基督去點樣將神嘅救贖嘅計劃去繼續去向前推展。
Which was planned out in God's providence before the foundations of the world.
这个计划是神定立这个世界的根基以前已经定好的了。
And so, Jesus dips the bread and gives it to Judas. And in a few hours, Jesus would be crucified.
所以耶稣去蘸一啲饼去俾犹大，犹大就出去，然后几个钟头之后，耶稣基督系被钉十字架。
And just the hardness of Judas and that example in the story, that betrayal of his Lord shows the power of sin. Do you see it?
我睇到犹大佢当中去出卖耶稣，个心里边嘅刚硬，睇到罪嗰个能力系几咁大。
Judas takes the bread, goes out into the night.
犹大去食领咗呢个饼，然后喺夜间就出去。
Now Tim Keller in his sermon on John 13 points out that that last phrase, he goes out into the night, is not just telling us it's not daytime, it's nighttime.
天启良牧师在他的讲道里面他提到这一点，就是说他那句说话的话，这个是夜间的时候，不是只是讲给他们听那个时间性。
He's not just talking about time.
他不是只是讲那个时间是怎样。
It's one of those great literary devices. It's a theme of the entire book of John. What's the theme of John? Darkness to light.
这个是提到整本约翰福音那个主题。那个主题是什么呢？就是说光明中的黑暗。
So,As you see in the text, Satan enters Judas, right? As the bread is given to Judas, right?
经文俾我哋睇到话，当犹大去领咗呢饼之后，呢个饼嘅时候咧，撒旦就入到佢嘅心。
And so poetically, John is what he's saying is he's gone out to the night. That means he's into spiritual darkness.
然后约翰话犹大就喺呢个夜间去出去。其实讲到就是犹大进入了这个属灵的黑暗里面。
And that's mind-boggling, right? As we mentioned last time, because Judas had a blast of God's glory. He had Jesus with him 3.5 years.
但我们上个礼拜去提到犹大和耶稣一起3.5年的时间。
Do you see the power and enormity of sin?
你看不看到罪的能力有这么大呢?
You know, people speculate on the motivation.Of Judas.
很多人去猜测犹大那个动机在哪里。
Why did he betray Jesus? You know, if you, I'm so old, I saw Jesus Christ Superstar in the 70s.
70年代有一套戏叫《万世巨星》，不知道你有没有看过。
Jesus Christ Superstar was a rock opera in the 70s. My senior high band teacher brought the entire concert band.On a field trip to see Jesus Christ Superstar on Broadway.
咁啊，我嘅高中嘅乐队嘅老师咧，带我哋成个乐队咧，就去百老汇去睇呢个歌剧呢个《万世巨星》。
And just like every movie, every play, every rock opera, it tries to address the motive of Judas, but the Bible's silent about that.
好似每一个嘅故事、每一个电影、每一个歌剧都系讲到。去猜测究竟犹大的动机在哪里，但是这个圣经里面没有提到。
We're curious, right? We're speculative, but the Bible doesn't give us a look inside Judas.
我们经常都去估，但是圣经没有让我们看到犹大心里面是怎样。
But what the Bible does tell us is this, sin is the soul curved in on itself.
但是圣经说罪呢就是我们自己的心向自己的内边咧，去慢慢去屈曲。
It's an inward bent, our natural tendency, right? It makes us the most important thing in life.
呢个系一个好自然嘅倾向，就系话我哋使到我哋自己成为呢个世界上最重要嗰个。
That's why your natural bent is to satisfy yourself, not others, not God.
所以你自然嘅倾向就系要去满足自己，唔系其他人，唔系神。
And anything that gets in that way of that.Of your satisfaction, you're going to trample on.
如果你有乜嘢系任何嘢阻止你咁样做嘅时候咧，你就会唔满足，同埋你要好似觉得系被践踏一样。
That's the power of sin within you.
呢个就系罪喺你心里边嗰个能力。
It drives you to lust after what you think you need.
去驱使你要去渴求嗰啲你以为你需要嘅嘢。
As you'll see on slide 4, sin is the soul curved in on itself to serve itself and get out of my way.
罪就是使我们去向自己自然的倾向，然后将其他人都挪开。
You just push everything else aside, you trample on anyone.
然后你要去践踏其他人，然后继续向前。
to get what you want.
又去得到你想要嘅嘢。
See, we don't exactly know the form or type of sin that drove Judas.
我哋其實唔係好清楚究竟係乜嘢罪或者係點樣嘅罪去推動猶大咁樣做。
But we do know, as fellow human beings, right, there are millions of ways our sinful tendencies show itself.
但其實好多嘅方法，我哋罪嘅罪性可以點樣去表達出嚟？
And of course, the speculators say greed. Greed was what motivated Judah, we think.
很多人就猜測可能是因為貪念去推動了猶大。
But again, the Bible doesn't really explore that, doesn't really explore Judas's heart.
但是聖經呢,沒有讓我們去否白,向我們否白猶大的心是怎樣。
But what the Bible does make clear is we do know the power of how sin in Judas remained there.
但是聖經讓我們看到, 罪那個能力怎樣在猶大的心裏面停留在那裡?
It's a huge struggle in our lives to uproot. You can't do it in your strength.
在我們的心靈裏面要去將這個罪連根拔起是一個掙扎,我們不可以靠自己做到。
That's why you sweep it under the rug. You don't want to deal with it because it's so powerful.
這個罪的能力這麼大的時候,所以我們不想去面對它,去處理它,以致我們將它收收埋埋。
Right, it has sticking power. It just keeps sticking to you, lodged into you.
这个罪就好像去黏住你一样，捉住你一样。
We think otherwise. How foolish! We think otherwise.
但我们不是这样想，我们几咁愚蠢呢？
We think we can just shake it off. You know, it's not going to bother me. Just shake it off.
我们以为可以去揈下它，它就会走开噶啦，唔会搅扰我哋。
And when you think you've gotten over something, presto, it's still there.
當以為你已經勝過他的時候,原來他還在那裡。
That's the power of sin that remains. Do you see that?
這就是罪的能力,罪的能力就是說,他停留在我們的心裡面。
Now, Tim Keller also points out that experts say that, I guess he's stating the obvious, the experts, you know when there's a nuclear holocaust, we're gone, right?
很多專家說,你知道如果有核戰的時候
That gloomy picture, right? The huge cloud, radioactive red activity, right? Sweeping the globe.
那個核子雲就在天上,在整個世界裡擴散。
And did you know that scientists tell us only insects will survive?
科學家說,在這樣的情況之下,只有昆蟲才可以存活。
I know it's a serious matter, but just, again, I'm just punching a little light into it. You know, we get annoyed when ants are in the home, you know, cockroaches.
我们知道,如果你家里发现有昆虫、有蟑螂、蚁的时候,我们觉得很烦扰。
And yes, you know, you try to get rid of them, and you might be able to successfully get rid of them for a season.
我们尝试就是驱走他们,可能一季可以,即是他们不回来。
But I'm sure you know, as a fellow human being, they come back and in force. The ants come back.
但你知道下一季他就会再回来，可能更多的回来。
Because even a nuclear blast will not get rid of them.
因为甚至乎核爆都不可以将他们完全的去消灭。
And Judas got a blast of God's glory. He saw the miracles. He followed Jesus. He heard the teaching. Yet, he did not believe.
但猶大去看到耶稣基督的大能，看到耶稣基督的医治，看到很多的神迹，但是他不相信耶稣。
So how about you? Do you think you're immune then to sin and the power of sin?
你呢？你是不是可以去免于这个耶稣？ 罪那个能力的影响呢?
That's why you shouldn't take it lightly. It's deadly. Do you see that today?
所以我们不可以轻视罪,因为罪是致死的。
Judas never actually gave Jesus his heart.
猶大从来没有将他的心去给耶稣。
And over and over the Bible says that even though he had been doing everything a follower Jesus does, he's been doing it all for himself.
一次又一次，圣经讲俾我哋听，犹大做咗好多好似为耶稣做嘅嘢，但系呢啲完全都系佢为佢自己做。
Because what he was doing wasn't for God's glory and for others, it was for himself.
佢做嘅嘢唔系为咗神嘅荣耀，而系为咗佢自己。
He'd been listening to Jesus' teachings on the Sermon on the Mount. He'd been doing good things. He'd been doing things. He'd been following Jesus.
佢喺山上边听耶稣嘅讲道。他去跟随耶稣去做耶稣叫他做的事。
But he wasn't doing it for God. He's doing it for himself.
但他不是为神而做，是为他自己而做。
So how about you?
你呢？
Are you following God for yourself?
你跟随神是不是为了自己呢？
Or for God?
还是为神？
He never said in his heart to Jesus, I want to live for you.
他从来没有在心里面说话，我为对耶稣讲话，我为你而活。
Instead, he's just moving along in life, helping himself.
反之，佢系只不过系喺生命里边系继续去向前行，去为咗佢自己做嘢。
You know what we're tempted to do? We say, "I'm just going to try harder. I'm just going to try harder. I can get rid of it. I can get rid of sin. I can uproot it. I can just get rid of this bad habit."
我哋好多时去对自己话，我要努力啲啦，可以将呢个罪咧系跟随噶啦，可以将呢个罪喺心里边攞走噶啦。
You know to think that a course or a book is going to do that.
Sorry,
we're too naive. We think taking a course, or taking take Sunday school class or taking digesting a book is going to help us.
我哋好多好天真嘅以为，我哋可能上一个课程或者睇一本书，我哋就能够做到啦。
Or I'll get an accountability partner, right?A prayer partner, it's going to help me.
或者我找一个跟我一起祷告的朋友、弟兄姊妹，或者是可以彼此负责的，那就可以做到了。
And every time you think you've upgraded the fight against sin, it comes back.
每一步当你以为好像打赢了罪的时候，罪又回来。
Because you fail to realize what the Bible says, sin has sticking power, it remains with you.
因为你看不到圣经所讲罪有一个能力，就是停留在你的里面去黏住你。
And you can't muster up the strength in and of yourself to battle it.
而你不能够在靠住你自己的能力去向它争战。
But as you see on slide 5, it does not only has sticking and staying power, it has hidden power.
不单止罪有这个能力去停留去黏住我们，同埋它有一个隐藏的能力。
And it's obvious in the text. Verse 21, Jesus says, one of you is going to betray me, right?
二十一节话，耶稣话：你哋有一，你当中有一个会出卖我。
And then dumbfounded, in verse 22, the disciples, they look at each other perplexed. What is he talking about?
又廿二节就讲到啲门徒咧，大家彼此去对望，究竟耶稣讲紧乜嘢咧
？They were at a loss. They were at a loss of what he meant, what he's saying.
佢哋完全唔明白耶稣究竟讲紧乜嘢。
Isn't that interesting?
系咪好有趣咧
？Because they had no idea.Who Jesus was referring about? What does he mean? Because one of us is going to betray him?
他们不明白耶稣究竟说什么，耶稣说我们其中一个会出卖他。
And they're astonished, they're bewildered.
他们完全是蒙在鼓里。
Whom could it be? They had no idea. They didn't suspect anyone.
他们完全不知道会是哪一个出卖耶稣，他们不能够去怀疑任何一个人。
Right, it's not like Judas didn't do the miracles. He did. He did it in Jesus' name.
不是说犹大没有行神迹，犹大是奉耶稣基督的名去行过神迹。
He might have even casted out demons in the name of Jesus.
甚至乎可能他奉耶稣基督的名去赶过鬼。
And as if you read the New Testament, you know, lepers were healed. The disciples did that too.
门徒也都去医治瘸腿的人。
No one, no, none of them expected anyone to betray Jesus.
没一个人可以怀疑任何一个人去背叛耶稣。
Look again at verses 25 to 29. It tells you that.
又看回25至29节。
Jesus said, one of you is going to betray me, John, or the disciple Jesus loved said, who is it?
咁耶稣话：你哋其中一个会出卖我。咁约翰咧，嗰个耶稣所爱嘅门徒就话：究竟系边一个咧
？And Jesus says, the one I give the dip bread to, he does it.
咁耶稣话：我将嗰个饼去俾边个，就系嗰个啦。
And in spite of all of that, look at verse 29 again.
咁睇完呢啲，咁你睇翻29节。
Judas was in charge of the money. Some thought Jesus was telling him to buy what was needed for the festival to give to the poor.
咁犹大咧系管钱囊嘅，咁佢哋有啲人咧就以为话耶稣系叫佢咧去买一啲嘢去周济穷人。
Jesus actually indicated to some of them who's going to betray him, right? He just did that. We just saw that in verses 25-29.
我哋啱啱睇过就系话耶稣讲咗俾佢哋听吓，有啲乜嘢可以表示到边一个出卖耶稣。
Yet they don't seem to get it. They don't seem to understand.
但好似佢哋都仲系唔明白。
And here's what this means. Judas looked like everybody else.
嗰个意思就系话，其实犹大就好似每一个人一样。
Judas had been doing ministry in the name of Jesus.
犹大系奉耶稣嘅名去做过好多嘅事工。
He'd been healing the sick.
佢医治过病人。
All the disciples went out doing that, says the New Testament.
新約聖經話，所有嘅門徒都出去咁樣做。
There was absolutely no indication that Judas was less enthusiastic in hearing the teachings of Jesus.
冇任何嘅經文俾我哋睇到係猶大對於耶穌基督嘅教導係唔熱誠嘅。
The Bible doesn't say Judas was a slouch in class. You know, he was like sleeping.And he didn't pay attention, and he didn't raise his hand to ask questions to Jesus. It doesn't say that.
圣经冇话犹大喺班房里边会瞌眼瞓，会去躲懒吓，唔去举手问问题。圣经冇咁样讲。
He looked like everyone else.
佢同其他人好似系一模一样。
That's the way sin hides.
呢个就系罪点样隐藏起嚟。
That's why it's deadly.
所以罪是致死的。
Because you don't know. You don't know. It's hidden in there. You don't know.
罪是隐藏起来，你不知道。
And one of the ways it hides is actually the way it probably does in Judas.
其中隐藏一个方法就可能是好像犹大这样的例子。
You know, we're naive. We think, oh, look at all the good I'm doing. Look at all the good I'm doing. And all of a sudden, you give in to sin, to temptation.
很多时候我们说、啊、你看我做得多好，做多好好的事，但是突然间我们就会去向罪去低头。
You know, if you have been a Christian for a while, you know, there are many documented cases of successful people in ministry that have committed heinous sins.
我们都知道，听过很多新闻，就是讲到很多好在事工上面很成功的牧者，他们都犯罪。
You know, having an affair is betrayal.
一个婚外情是一个背叛。
You're betraying your marriage vow.
你背叛了你那个婚约。
But there are case after case after case of devout Christians, some of them leaders, devout Christians.That fall into that temptation.
我哋睇到好多一单又一单嘅委身嘅基督徒，甚至乎系领袖，佢哋都喺呢个试探上边去跌倒。
And in some cases, several years go by, nobody knows.
咁咧有啲可能系已经系过咗几年，佢哋系咁样做而冇人知道。
And finally, guilt reaches that minister or that devout Christian, and confession, repentance, and faith occur.
然后咧，佢哋开始觉得内疚，然后佢哋去认罪、去悔改。
But during all those years of hidden sin, they carry on their duty, and people are helped.
但系喺佢犯罪呢几年嘅里边，呢、这个罪隐藏起嚟，佢哋继续去向人去服侍，有好多人去得到帮助。
Sin can hide and fool you. It can fool you.
罪可以隐藏起嚟，去愚弄你。
You know how fools you see, oh, I'm not that bad. Look at all the good I'm doing. It can't be that bad. People are being helped.
你可能会说、啊、我不是那么差啫，你看我做得挺好，我帮助到很多人。
And you're deceived because sin hides.
你是被蒙骗，因为罪隐藏起来。
You know, we rationalize a lot of things, right? We say, those sinful things won't happen to me, you know, it won't happen to me.
很多时候将所有的东西合理化，我们说啊，这些不会在我身上发生的。
Or we say that's for another culture, it's not for our culture.
你说可能啊，这些是在那个文化里面才发生，在我们的文化里面是没有这样的东西的。
That's the Judas trap. Do you see it? The Judas trap. It's got you. It hides.
这个就是犹大那个陷阱，罪呢是隐藏起来。
Because lepers are cleaned. Demons are expelled. Good is happening.
你看麻风人麻风病人得到洁净、啊、病的人得到医治鬼呢被赶出去。
And you conclude, I can't be that bad because I'm doing this sinful behavior.
然后你就说、啊、我纵使有这个这样的罪但是我不是这么差的。
You know, it hides in very subtle sense too, like workaholism. We say, I'm not a workaholic, I'm productive.
罪都可以去好怎样隐藏起来呢譬如是讲到是一个好中意做嘢嘅人，咁但系你话啊，我唔系咁疯狂做嘢，我只不过系有效率啫。
And we show it in our denials, right? I'm not an alcoholic. You know, I'm just the life of a party.
又或者咧，你话啊，我唔系酗酒嘅，我唔系好中意饮酒，但只不过系我系中意去派对咁样。
Or we say I'm not abrasive, right? I just have high standards of perfection.
又或者我话你话啊，我唔系一个好严厉嘅人，但系只不过咧，我嘅标准咧比其他人高啲，我想系完美啲。
We say I'm not stingy, I'm just prudent。
咁你又话啊，我唔系好孤寒，但系只不过我对于理财好审慎啫。
We say I'm not a racist, I just you know I just can't trust those people over there。
你话我唔系种族歧视，但系你话我只不过唔相信嗰班人。
Sin hides, it is.Deadly.
罪是隐藏起来，罪是致死的。
And it hides until it's too late.
它会隐藏起来，直至到是太迟的时候。
It hides until you find yourself doing things that you didn't think you were capable of.
然后你就发觉你自己做紧一啲嘢，你以为你从来唔可能做到嘅嘢。
It hides until you find yourself doing things that you didn't think you ever would do.
你从来以为你不会做那些，但是最后你都是做了出来。
So sin stays with you, sin hides in you, and sin grows in you.
罪是留在你里面，罪在你里面隐藏起来，由罪会去生出，越生越大。
On slide 6, and again, we don't have time to read the entire chapter of John 13, but if you did, you'll see that.
咁我哋冇有时间睇成章嘅约翰福音十三章，但系你可以喺自己嘅时间里边去再睇下。
In the early part of John 13, verse 2, it mentions that Satan put it into Judas's heart to betray Jesus.
咁十三章二节系之前佢话魔鬼咧已经将卖耶稣嘅意思咧放喺西门儿子加略人犹大心里边。
Again, this is not a fairy tale. There is a spiritual battle going on.Satan, his host of demons, is after you if you are following Jesus.
这个不是一个童话的故事，这个是一个属灵的争战。撒旦是想摧毁耶稣。
And in verse 27 of John 13, we're told, as soon as Judas took the bread from Jesus, Satan entered into him. That's progression. That's growth. Sin grows on you.
然后27节说，当犹大接过这个饼的时候呢，撒旦就进入到他的心里面，这个是一个发展，一个进展，这个罪是生出来。
Sin is sort of outside, you know, kind of knocking on your door, and then you kind of, you know, maybe have the lock, the chain lock on your door, just open up a little crack to see who's there.
罪就好像在你的门外去敲门，然后呢你有条防盗链，那你拉开门少少，究竟看看是谁敲门。
Next thing you know, it's inside. It went through that crack.
突然间这个罪就从那条罅里面入了你那里了。
And in Genesis 4, God actually says something to Cain. Because again, Cain, as I said last time, is a very similar case to the Judas case.
我们上次讲过说，该隐亚伯的例子就好像在犹大的事件里面差不多这样的事情。在约翰福音创世纪第四章他们记载到。
And if you're familiar with Genesis 4, Cain is very upset. He's going to kill his brother Abel.
我们看到该人是很不开心，他们可以去杀死亚伯。
Because Abel is now getting more, be more successful than Cain.
我们看到亚伯好像比该隐更加有成就。
And good things are happening to Abel.
不好的事在亚伯身上发生。
And so Cain begins to resent that because there's a kind of like a brotherly rivalry there.
然后该隐就觉得很不开心，这个就好像两兄弟在竞争一样。
And he gets upset, and God sees what's happening, and God comes to Cain.
该隐觉得很不开心，然后神知道究竟有什么事发生，神就来到该隐那里。
And that's comforting to know, because God comes to you, even in your sin.
我们会得到安慰，去知道当我们有罪的时候，神也会来到我们那里。
You see that over and over and over again in the scriptures. He comes to Elijah. Elijah's complaining. He's whining. He's complaining to God. You know, Israel, these guys, they don't get it. They're a bunch of idol worshippers.
又好像以利亚的例子，以利亚就去投诉，说这些以色列人去不跟随神去拜偶像，那以利亚就去投诉。
And so Elijah, who's a prophet of God, right? He's giving them, you know, God's word, and his people don't get it. He's so frustrated. He's depressed.
以利亚很不开心，即系以利亚系一个先知，将神嘅话语去俾佢哋，但系佢哋唔听。
But God comes to him because, say, Elijah, why are you complaining?
神嚟到以利亚嗰度，佢话你点解要投诉咧？
And God comes to Jonah, who outright disobeys God.
然后就是约拿的例子，约拿就是不服从神的吩咐。
You know, go over there, Jonah. I command you to go over there and preach. And Jonah goes the opposite direction. He says, I don't want to do that.
神对约拿说，你去那里，你去宣讲我的话语。但是约拿怎么样呢？他去反方向，去其他地方。
But the comforting thing is God chases after Jonah, despite the sin.
但纵使约拿这样叛逆神犯罪，但是神呢，亦都去追赶约拿。
You see, sin grows. It's kind of like it crouches like a wild animal behind a door, and you're not suspecting the animal's there.
罪会生长，同埋你佢个罪咧，就好似一个门后边嘅一个动物一样，佢喺嗰度去等候去攻击。
And all of a sudden, it jumps on you and devours you.
然后突然间佢就嚟到去攻击你，去消灭你。
You see, you always find a way justifying your sinful behavior. You rationalize it.
你好多时都会用好多嘅方法去使到你嘅罪行咧系觉得合理。
And you don't realize how deadly sin is.
你睇唔到罪系个使到人死亡系个能力几咁大。
And I think that's why God uses that metaphor of a wild animal, because again, you don't suspect a wild animal's behind the door, and then all of a sudden it jumps on you, and you're dead.
因为我们唔会去怀疑到话门后边会突然有一个野兽吓，突然间会出嚟去袭击你，去杀死你。
Because you think you have control, but you don't. You don't have control over it.
因为你以为你能够控制佢，但系你唔能够。
It's grown to the point that it's out of control.
甚至乎系你系不受控。
Right? Because sin is not just something you do; it's something you create.
因为罪唔系一啲你做嘅，而系你去塑造出嚟嘅嘢。
If you will, it's a force, a darkness that can actually create in yourself.
是一个能力，一个黑暗在你里面生出来。
And every time you do something, you know, like you think a selfish thought, or you get angry unrighteously, or vengeful, dishonest, greedy, you know what happens? It gets easier. It's easier to do.
每一次当你心里面有一个恶念，有一个贪心，想复仇，每一次一次又一次嘅时候咧，你就变得越容易去行出嚟。So
that proudful thought gets into your brain, or that prejudiced thought, and enters again and again and again. Then it's easier to think those thoughts.
然后当你每一次都能够会有呢个咁嘅呢啲咁嘅邪恶嘅意念嘅时候咧，一次又一次呢啲嘅意念更加容易去生出嚟。
And that's why the Bible spells out that sin enslaves you. It masters you.
所以圣经讲俾你听，罪咧系奴役你，去做你嘅主人。
So, do you know how you battle that?
咁我哋点样对罪去征战呢？
Well, it's the marvelous picture of the patience of the Lord.
就是说神耶稣基督他那个耐性耐心。
Do you see how patient Jesus is with Judas?
你看到耶稣基督对犹大几咁有耐心呢？
To the very end, he's willing to tolerate Judas to the very end.
他能够容忍犹大去到最尾。
Because Jesus knew the Bible. He knew the scriptures. The scriptures said, he knew it. The scriptures say one of the 12 is going to betray him.
因为耶稣基督他很清楚圣经，圣经说有十二个之中有一个会出卖他。
And he even knew Judas was the one.
他甚至乎知道犹大就是那一个。
Yet throughout all the years of ministry, we don't have any indication that Jesus wasn't patient with Judas.
但咁多年佢哋一齐去做事工嘅时候，冇任何嘅蛛丝马迹俾我哋睇到话耶稣基督系唔忍耐啊，对犹大系冇耐性。
In fact, he was so patient that no one detected that Judas was any different than anybody else。
甚至乎耶稣基督对犹大系好有耐性，以致冇一个人去睇到犹大同其他嘅门徒有唔同。
Do you see God's marvelous grace there so that you can too do battle against sin?
你看不看到神在当中那个奇妙的恩典?
Yes, that is beyond anything that you can see on this earth, right?
这些我们看其实不是那么容易看到。
Yet, that's the patience of Jesus extended to the believer.
这个就是耶稣基督去向信徒去相信他的人所有的耐性。
Yes, Jesus is torn up inside because we disobey him, and he's offended greatly.
耶稣心里面是忧愁去好像被撕裂，因为犹大背叛他。
Yet he still showers us with his love and his blessings.
但是耶稣基督仍然去用他的爱和祝福去倾倒在我们那里。
You know, it's not too late. Today is still the gospel age.You can repent and believe right now.
今日仲未系太迟，我哋仍然喺呢个福音嘅年代。你今日能够可以去悔改，去相信。
In fact, that's why I chose this passage because it's the main theme of the Gospel of John.
呢个就系约翰福音嗰个主题。
And you'll see it on the last slide, John 20:31.
约翰福音二十章三十一节。
John says, "These are written so that you may believe."That Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in His name.
约翰说，但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
What's the point of the gospel? What's the point of the gospel, John? It's to believe and have life, right?
约翰福音的主题是什么呢？就是说去相信，去得生命。
But you can't have life apart from Jesus.
但是离开了耶稣基督，你不能够有这个生命。
And there will come a day when the gospel age will end, and it will be too late.
如到有一天这个福音的年代去终结的时候，这个就会太迟了。
He will come again, but he'll come.To judge you.
他会再来，再来的时候呢，就是审判的时候。
And without Jesus clothing you with his righteousness, and without his shed blood paying for your sin penalty, you will pay.
如果你没有耶稣基督的公义披戴在你的身上，没有耶稣基督的宝血为你付上代价的时候呢，你自己就要付这个代价。
So why don't you trust Jesus now? What are you waiting for?
咁你仲等乜嘢咧？点解你唔相信耶稣基督咧
？Of course, we answer and say, "Well, you know, I want control of my life. I don't want Jesus and God meddling in my life. It's my life. I want to live the way I want to live."
你可能话我想有自己对自己生命嘅控制权，我想点过生活就点过生活，我唔想有神咧系喺我心里边去做咁多嘢。
And so if you insist on that, Jesus will give you over to what you want.
如果你咁样坚持嘅时候呢，耶稣基督就会将你去俾过你想要嗰啲嘢。
But don't do that.
但千祈唔好咁样做。
That's not the way to life.
呢个唔系引向生命嘅方法。
You need Jesus. You need a new identity in Him.
你需要有耶稣基督，你要需要喺基督里边有个新嘅身份。
Father, we thank you for your word and its comfort and its warnings.
天父，我哋感谢你嘅话语所俾我哋嘅安慰同埋警告。
I pray, Lord, that we would understand today the power and enormity of sin.
让我哋今日明白罪嗰个能力几咁大。
And I pray that we would know how to do battle with its deadliness.
我哋祈祷我哋去点样去向罪去征战。
We know, Lord, the old adage, it's not safe to play with fire.
我们知道很多人我们都说我们不要玩火。
It can burn you down.
它能够去烧毁我们。
And so, Lord, we do ask for your help and your grace to understand your gospel.
我们求主你的恩典让我们能够明白你的福音。
To truly trust you and follow you.
去相信你，去跟随你。
And to practice repentance and faith.
去送信心去悔改。
We pray that that would be so for each of us here.
我们愿意我们每一个人都是这样。
And we pray that when we learn that, we'd be able to pass that on to others.
当我们能够学习到这件事的时候，我们就能够去使其他人去一样。
And so we ask for your help now to do that.
我们祈祷你帮助我们。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名义求，阿门。